In Luke chapter 19, we find what is referred to as the lament of Jesus over Jerusalem. Let me read it to you. As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you had only known on this day what would bring you peace, the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls." Jesus emotionally said these words while on the Mount of Olives overlooking Jerusalem on what we refer to as Palm Sunday. Jesus was moved and wept for Jerusalem because he knew what eventually would happen to the city. Jesus knew that the Jews were embarking on a political move which would result in the ultimate destruction of Jerusalem. You see, the Jews in Jerusalem continually rebelled against Rome. This climate of defiance continued for 3+ decades. In 66 AD, the defiant attitude of the Jewish leaders resulted in an open military rebellion against Roman rule. Then, in AD 70, Jesus' fears came to fruition. Using over 60,000 soldiers, the Roman military destroyed Jerusalem, including the spectacular Jewish temple, along with killing many, many thousands of Jews in the process. So, what lesson can we learn from all of this? Jesus cried over Jerusalem on that day because he knew the Jewish population would not listen to him. You see, Jesus knew that if the people would only have listened to him, they could have avoided so much needless distress, destruction, heartache, and death. Friends, there is a lesson for us in all of this. Think about yourself individually. How much emotional pain could you, we, I have avoided in our past if we would only have listened to Jesus? How much emotional suffering could we, you, I avoid in the future if we would truly listen and heed the instructions of Jesus? Brethren, consider this. The tears of Jesus that day are also the tears of God the Father when he sees the needless pain and suffering which we bring upon ourselves when we reject his will and don't obey his teachings. Lord, help us to follow your ways, which are the ways of peace. Amen.